所以通过这两句话，我们就明白了为人们之所以进行什么呀？收藏，那么可能与自己的过去是密切相关的，或许呢，与你的亲属已经去世的亲属，那么所以他们就拥有了怎么样的价值 ？They gradually acquire a value beyond their true worth。他就为下一自然段第这个中间的支持段做一准备了。OK， so。If you amass pictures of your friends, your family, and your relatives, 如果你收藏你朋友、家人以及亲属的一些照片 ，I want to ask you such question. Why do you amass photographs? Do you think they have got value? 你为什么收藏积累照片？难道他们很有价值吗 ？And can you sell them to earn money? 能把它们卖掉赚钱吗 ？OK.I should say, undoubtedly, you cannot earn money by doing so, right? 毫无疑问，你这么做那是赚不来钱的，不可能的。Yeah. Of course, assuming that the photographs, what, of VIP, maybe President Washington, and some other important things or leaders in the world. 如果你主观上假设这是些重要人物的照片。那是珍藏版，那另当别论了 ，right？ Yeah. 我们是在泛泛的谈论这个问题 ，right？ Yeah. So in fact, you acquire such things, particularly photographs of your friends, your families, and your relatives, and so on, because they have got a value beyond their true worth. 收藏的本身，收藏品本身并没有价值，而他们却超出了怎么样？自身的这种金钱上的价值，所以我要求大家这一课的重点语句第一句话最后一句话要背熟。那么我们就是如果在论述 Why do you amass photographs of your friends? 那么你可以直截了当用这句话来回答 Because they gradually acquire a value beyond their true worth, right? We cannot measure the value of my photographs in terms of money.想想看，我们结合前面的一篇课文，你不妨来英语语句。我是不能用金钱来衡量我照片的价值的 ，right？I cannot value 这种 value 后面再用 value 重复了，应用 estimate，right？ 或者用 treasure， 或者用什么 measure，right？I cannot estimate what yeah, the true value of my photographs in terms of money，right？我再次强调一点，这一句话就可以说明它和第二自然段相呼应，非常的自然。好，我们看一下第二自然段的第一句话 ：Some things are collected deliberately in the home in attempt to avoid waste. Yeah, 这样的话，我们就涉及到了收藏物品的第一个方面了。这人们收藏一些物品在家里面，目的就是要为避免。浪费。好，再看最后一句话 ，It is a harmless habit， 它只能称作为 habit， 不能称作为什么 hobby， 也这只不过是一项无害的习惯。But it litters up her desk， 但是却把她的书桌全都堆满了。OK， 我们就看到这儿。那么实际上你的重点突出语句 ，It is a harmless habit， 嗯、yeah? ，所以我们可以综合一下 ，collecting。As a hobby is a harmless habit. Sorry, collecting as a millionaire is a harmless habit. 作为一种癖好的收藏，那是无害的一种习惯啊。好，那我们再看第三部分。Collecting as a serious hobby is quite different and has many advantages. 它没有应用到连接词，但是通过这一句话，我们可以说是两个自然段再加以对比。So, the writer illustrates the different characteristics of two kinds of collecting. Do you think so? 他从不这个分析两种不同种类的收藏它的特点来进一步表述。但它暗含的一个词汇 has many advantages. 你和上文的 harmless habit 可以说是一个明显的对比。Don't you think so? Yeah. So, collecting as a millionaire is harmless.It cannot bring you many advantages. 它不会给你带来什么样的好处 ，right？ 但是我们作为第二个不同的收藏 ，so collecting as a serious hobby is quite different, and it can bring us many advantages. Don't you think so? Yeah. 虽然没有应用到连接词，但是我们这个语句可以进行了完全相当突出的对比。其实这所起的作用就相当于我们44课所涉及到的语句 ，car journeys are less pleasant, right?、Yeah. 好，我们再看文章的最后一句话 ，collecting by occupying spare time so constructively makes a person contented. 那么收藏通过怎么样呢？很有积极意义的去占据了人们的闲暇时间。Makes a person contented 会使一个人心满意足 with no time for boredom 那么你就没有时间再去烦恼了 right? So at last the writer illustrates advantage of collecting as a serious hobby 所以那么这篇课文重点论述的一个内容是什么呢 So what does the writer want to tell us作者想告诉我们什么 The advantage of collecting as a mania or collecting as a serious hobby 他是说作为一种癖好随便收藏你身边的东西还是主要在论述 collecting as a serious hobby collecting as a serious hobby、yeah. 所以我们第一自然段综述那么后面两自然段通过对比法 A1 A2 A3 那 B1 B2 B3 这种形式我们称之为这什么事物比事物法使得你这个 this the, you know, advantage of collecting as a serious hobby are very obvious right 所以说说明了这种作为严肃业余爱好的收藏这件事情它的好处是相当明显这就是它的作用、啊、所以同学们发现我们在第三段这个单元当中呢并不是突出一些句子的结构形式我们有些句子结构都是一二两自然段学到过基本上可以找得出原句可以去套用它的重点落在了词汇的运用段落的组织像41、44主要是通过比较法那么59这就是通过什么对比法、哎、因为我们写文章无非是怎么样这两大特点是形成常用的、right? 那例证法呢就太简单你就举例说明就完了综述举例说明那我们也就不必给同学们再花时间讲解了好那基本框架重点已经突出出来那么下面我们来看看具体的内容啊 Now let's move back to line 2再回到第二行 Indeed they can have a delightful surprise when they find something useful which they did not know they owned Okay In fact I should saythe writer describes our feelings when we found something we didn't expect, right? Particularly something valuable. 作者是描述我们当时的一种内心感受，特别是当我们发现了没想到会发现的有价值的东西 ，right? Yeah. So, I want to give you example. When you take your old trousers out, and just because you forgot to wash it.You found $500 in your pocket. And in fact, you have already forgot all about that. So how do you feel? Right? 举个最切的例子，你发现那个忘记洗的裤子里面有$500。这你没有想到你忘了，这是你是一种什么样的感受 ？Right? Okay. They can have a delightful surprise. 好，我不要求你背这个语句，但是至少要掌握这小小短语。Have a delightful.Surprise 什么样的心情呢是一种惊喜的感觉 Yeah, okay Those who never have to move house become indiscriminate collectors 所以那些从来不搬家的人就变成了什么不加选择的收藏家了 Okay, collector 那在这里的 collector 应该用引号引上了 Right Of what can only be described as clutter 那么收藏家们收藏什么呢What can be described as clutter? 只能被用于描述为杂物的一些东西啊。这里的 what 引导于完整的语句做介词 of 的宾语，要注意啊。 所以如果你来表达我是一收藏家，我收藏被描述为有价值的邮票，这句话应该怎么来表达？ I'm a collector. What can be described as valuable stamps? Got it?啊，注意这个 what 是必不可缺的，如果你把 what 拿掉了，整个短语的主语就没有了，所以被描述为垃圾的东西 what can be described as clutter、啊、所以我认识一个人，这个人就被描述为书虫书呆子，应该怎么来表达？ I know a person of what can be described as bookworm right、啊、那么他的所作所为了哈，所以那么就变成了不加选择的收藏家 become unselective collectors、undiscriminating collectors 还记得这几个词吧、they leave unwanted objects in drawers, covers and attics for years in the belief that they may need just those very things one day， 我把这 one day 跳到后面去了、unwanted 不要的东西哈、那么他们把不要的物品放在抽屉柜子或者是阁楼上一放就是几年 in the belief that， 好，我们来共同回忆这个结构形式，想想看 in the belief that means what believing、in the thought that means thinking got it